Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Feel free to bring flowering stems of goldenrod indoors. With insect-disseminated pollen, it doesn't cause allergies. It's ragweed that makes copious amounts of nose-tickling pollen so lightweight that winds blow it far and wide. Our most common ragweed is Ambrosia artemisifolia. No one knows why it's called Ambrosia, the food of the gods, and usually it tops out at a couple of feet. But in the upper half of the state on heavier soils, giant ragweed thrives as a major pest. It easily gets over 10 feet tall and makes pollen and seeds in even more massive quantities than its shorter relatives. Ragweed seeds are tiny with a beak that helps them stick to other surfaces, and now these native ragweeds are noxious weeds worldwide as they've been uninvited hitchhikers in grain shipments delivered to other countries. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.